Hi, sisters. I am back with another episode of the Sisters Christ podcast. I am so happy to be back with you as always. It has been a little bit, but the excitement has definitely never gone away. Every time I hop on here, I'm just so expectant for what God's going to do. Even if I don't fully understand, he's so faithful. So I was praying about this episode and I really felt the Lord wanted to just talk about Psalm 91 and becoming secure in the Lord and not our circumstances. And I want to read a little bit of Psalm 91 and we're going to talk about on this episode, how do we become secure in him? And what does that look like in our everyday lives? So I'm going to read through Psalm 91 in the Passion Translation. And sorry, my voice cuts out or I have to cough or something like that. It is full on. They say it's fall, but it's really winter here in New York. Let's be real. So my voice is a little out. So I'm just going to read the first part of Psalm 91. So safe and secure. When you abide under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He's the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me, the only God for me and my great confidence. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy, and he will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm. You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing. So I'm going to stop right there. And I love the way this section ends because I really want to talk about like finding that security in the Lord. It's like, don't fear a thing. Because when we find security in God, we're actually putting faith, right? We're activating and we're walking in faith and we're turning away from fear. That's how really we become secure in the Lord. And one of the first, and we're talking about becoming secure, it's living in faith and turning away from fear, but also abiding in him. Like the very first scripture or the very first verse in Psalm 91 is when you abide under the shadow of Shaddai. And abide means to live. Dwell is another version, like another word for abide. And Psalm 91, so this is actually one of my favorite scriptures. If you're a Christian, you probably have heard this scripture. Because it really, and I read this book one time, or I think I read some of it, but it was about Psalm 91. It was talking about how all of God's protective promises over us are like all of his promises are like summed up in this verse. So it's just really special to me. It's one of the first and one of the very little verses I've actually memorized. But Psalm 91 in the Amplified version is, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. So that first verse is just, I love it because it will remain secure. Like there's not a shifting, there's not a up and down all over the place, because this is the good news of God, is that he doesn't shift and change. He's not like shifting shadows, like the scripture says, like meaning he's constant. His love for us is constant. He's a constant in his character. Seasons will change in our life. Circumstances will change in our life. Our emotions will change by seconds, days, an hour. But he doesn't change. So I just love that this promise is like, when you dwell and you abide in him, you remain secure. It's not this one day I'm secure, one day I'm not. I'm all over the place. And so when we find security in him, we know it's like we can remain in that security because we remain in the one who's constant, not putting our security in things that are always changing, always shifting, always moving. And this is something the Lord has really been working in my life in this past season. And it was cool. One of the pictures he showed me was like a straight line. And that was his consistency and his love. And then there was a line, and he showed me another line. It was just really squiggly and like up and down, kind of like a wave. And he showed me, it's like, okay, those are circumstances. So that picture for me was really, which really just made a lot of sense, very visual. So the pictures helped me. So what does it mean to abide? Like, how do we actually do this, right? So I'm going to read another scripture in the Bible. And one piece of advice I got from, I think it was Jackie Hill Perry, one of her videos, she was like, when you have a question about the word, let's find the answer in the word, right? Because it's all truth. So if you're ever looking for questions, like answers, it's like, let the word answer itself, because it's never going to contradict itself, because it can't. It's the living word of God, God himself embodied in the scripture. Okay, so what does it mean to abide? Like, if we want to find the security, remain secure in the Lord, how do we abide in him? And Matthew 7:27, I want to read, have it pulled up in my Bible. I'm not on digital, so give me a second. Matthew 7:24 in the Passion Translation. Everyone who hears my teaching, this is Jesus speaking, everyone who hears my teaching and applies it to his life can be compared to a wise man who built his house on an unshakable foundation. When the rains fell and the floods came, with fierce winds beating upon his house, it stood firm because of its strong foundation. But everyone who hears my teaching and does not apply it to his life can be compared to a foolish man who built his house on sand. When it rained and rained and the flood came, with the wind and waves beating upon his house, it collapsed and was swept away. So this really paints the picture and answers the question of, you know, how do we abide in God? How do we remain in his security? And that's really being rooted like in his word. It is the unshakable foundation, right? It says the wise man who built his house on an unshakable foundation. This is what like that means, is being rooted and grounded in the word of God. Because like I said, you're going to face circumstances. We're going to face hardships. We're going to have pressures. And we can't let those things determine our response, right? Often that's what we do, or even our emotions, right? So we feel a certain way. So our response is rooted in that emotion. Our response is driven by, the pressure. It's driven by, sorry guys, my voice. It's driven by the pressure. It's driven by the stress. It's driven by, things, and those things are often not rooted in the word of God. Those things are often rooted in fear. And this is why we have, and when we are making decisions and having responses to circumstances and pressures and stresses in our life, in our emotions, and those things are rooted in fear, it's not going to lead us down the paths of righteousness, right? That's not following him. And we're not going to be secure. That's not security. We can often think it is. We can often apply our own wisdom. But, you know, the word says it's like not leaning on our own understanding, but in all your ways, like trust and acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. And so not leaning on our own understanding of what we think, like, oh, this is the decision I should make. This is what I should do because this is what this article says. This is what my parents say. This is what my pastor says. While I am not, I'm absolutely encourage you to seek wise counsel, because the Bible also says, to seek wise counsel. So absolutely seek wise counsel. But at the end of the day, it's like, are we, you know, if our wise counsel doesn't align with the word of God, then we should question the counsel. because it has to be rooted in his word and based on his wisdom. So we need the word, because we need to walk in his truth. So we cannot be rooted in fear, or decisions and responses that are rooted in fear. Because if we're rooted in fear, we're believing lies, However, if we're rooted in the Word of God, which is truth, we're going to walk and respond in truth, and we're going to walk in faith. And it's, we don't need to respond in fear. We can respond in faith as circumstances come up, right? Or as our emotions start to rise up. Let me just give you some examples I think will be helpful. Like, let's say, I'm going to give you some examples from my life. How about that? because we're real here. Okay. Emotions come up. You're in a new dating relationship and you're like feeling rejection. You're feeling all these things, but it may not be true. It may be rooted in things that need to be healed, right? You may, and then you make a response out of that, those feelings that aren't truth. And you that's why we need the Word of God to lead us in all truth and understanding, because I can tell you so many times I've felt things or emotions have come up and I realize I'm like, whoa, before I do anything or before I even like let my mind go to the next step, let me go sit with the Lord. Let me go abide with Him. Let me go dwell with Him. I sit in the Word. I read the Word, you know, and I talk to God about it. And I realized I was like, actually, this is just old stuff trying to come up. And this is not true. Like, God always leads me to truth. So if the Word of God is true, how much, excuse me, guys, you got to bear with me on this one. I'm trying my best. My voice just keep, I haven't even had this. It's so weird. Let me just get a drink of water. Okay. I think we're good. Sorry. So if we want to go from living in fear to living in faith, we have to be rooted in God's word. We have to build the foundation of our house, meaning like our spiritual life has, or like our lives in general, right? Has to be rooted on the Word of God. And we're going to be rooted on things that don't change and circumstances that don't change. So even if, I just want to encourage you to, even if you face emotions that are they're really real, right? Emotions can feel so real and they are real. We don't need to ignore them or stuff them or anything like that. But it's not relying on them for truth. It's processing our emotions with the Lord and allowing the Word of God to speak truth into our situations, our circumstances, and the pressures that we're facing. So I never want you to feel like, oh, you know, not facing reality. I'm reading this book from Joyce Meyer called Battlefield of the Mind. It's so amazing. It's so life-changing. I recommend it for every Christian person on the planet. Even if you're like still exploring the Lord, please read that book. It'll change your life and your mindset. And we need that. And she talks about like facing reality. And I think that's so important. We do that with our emotions and circumstances. Like, yeah, my circumstance is real. You know, we're not just throwing scripture on our circumstances. We are humans, but are spiritual at the same time. We face real realities. We face real emotions, and we need to process those things and bring all of those things to the Lord. That's what it is to abide and dwell with Him. It's not stuffing it. It's not putting it to the side and just saying, you know what, this is what the Word of God says. I'm just going to ignore my emotions. No, the Word of God is truth, and submitting our emotions, submitting our circumstances to that truth, but also not living in a denial, a place of where we're denying the reality of the situation and denying our emotions, but that we can also take them to God and say, Jesus, you know, I'm really feeling this rejection right now from this person, and it really hurts. I need you to speak to me right now. Like, what is going on in this situation? Share your circumstances with the Lord. There's a scripture. I have to look it up, guys. You guys know me. I Google the scriptures because I don't know exactly where they're at. And it says, tell God all the details of your life. Let me just look it up. All the details of your life. Like, submit it to Him. Let me just find it really quick. Let me find it. let me see, I know it's in the TPT, but it basically is like, tell God all the details of your life. Here we go. Philippians 4:6-9, the Passion Translation. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will guard your heart and mind through Christ. Oh my goodness. So it's not saying, oh, I'm just going to hide all of these things all these feelings and emotions that I'm going through. It's submitting them to the Word of God and His truth. And it takes relationship to do that. Because God's truth is going to reveal the lies that we're believing, the lies that are, and ultimately it's going to reveal what we're putting our security and what we're attempting to lay the foundation in. But the good thing, he reveals it so he can set you free, because that's what the word says. It's the truth that sets us free. So when I'm facing this huge, you know, thing with housing, or I can't get the apartment that I want, or I can't get the housing that I want, or so, you know, I'm seeing challenging circumstances in front of me, I can go to God, I can go to the Word and see what the Word says and have God speak to me truth and say, you know, I can have all these fears come up and not believe my fears, but I can believe the Word of God, right? So we've got to get from a place, and this is maturity. This is a continuing in the Word. It's an everyday thing, not like, it's an everyday thing, meaning that we constantly are renewing our minds and being transformed into the image of Christ. It's actually a really awesome thing. Sometimes we can say stuff like that and it sounds like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be like stretching through it. No, we have the Lord on our side. Like, it's going to be great. So I never want you to be expectant and excited, because he has good things for you. So it's getting from that place of believing our the Word of God more than we believe our fears and our insecurities. Because when we do that, we are secure, meaning we are secure in our faith. We're secure in our, you know, things don't shake us as much when circumstances come up, when the feelings come up, when the emotions come up. It's like, what's true? What's true? What's true? And always going to Him, and taking the time you need when circumstances are happening. Don't feel like you just need to respond right away, but maturing in realizing, no, I need to take a step back and I need to talk to the Lord about this. I need to work these emotions out with the Lord before I respond to this text, or I respond to this person, or I respond to the circumstance. And then you can walk forward in faith because you have that confidence, right, in His Word that He's given you. And he's like that scripture in Philippians, He gives you peace. You're just going to have so much peace. Your circumstances may not change right away, right? While you're in process, of course, I believe God's going to work everything for good and He's going to bring you out of whatever that circumstance is. But it's like, even if it doesn't change right away, you're going to have so much peace in your life and so much security. And that's what this is what we all have access to because of God's Word. And it's like, yes, God fights our battles, but it's also, you know, when we're going through it, there's the scripture, 2 Corinthians 10:4. I had it pulled up. Let me 1 second. But it's like, the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. You know, they're for pulling down strongholds. And strongholds meaning like the things that we've believed, the lies that we've believed that have become truth in our mind that actually aren't even true. You know? So first I want to read, before we hop off today, I'm going to read the rest of Psalm 91, but I just want you to take a moment and just ask Holy Spirit. What I always love to do with these guys is just close my eyes, put my hand on my heart, and just ask the Lord, like, Holy Spirit, like, what lies, what lies are leading me into fear? Like, I want you to think about like your situation. Maybe you don't have a circumstance or emotions that are coming up for you. Be like, what lies am I believing right now? What pressures? Like, why am I feeling this fear in this area, God? What lies am I believing that are leading me into fear? That's it. What lies are believing that I'm believing that are leading me into fear? And just give them a moment. Just listen. You don't have to think. You don't have to try and come up with something. Just listen. And say, and after you've, you know, feel free to pause the episode. And be like, okay. Like, if it's once he tells you, say, okay. And I actually just did this with a friend who does Jackie Dorman's program. Check out Jackie Dorman. We love her. But, and I loved what they recommend. They're like, I'm going to nail this lie to the cross, right? So whatever the lie is, be like, I nail the lie of blank to the cross right now. And I give it to Jesus. And say, Jesus, what is the truth? And let him speak truth into that situation. Oh my gosh, I just believe so many of you are gonna get so free of something that's been tormenting you for so long. And I'm just so expectant for what God's doing right now. Woo! Can you say victory in Jesus' name? Amen. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you for victory in Jesus' name. Setting the captives free. Yeah. No guilt, shame, or condemnation in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for setting us free, Lord. Thank you. Yeah, get free. Praise God. He's so good. If you got to do this exercise as many times as you need to, whatever area you're experiencing fear, do it. It's worth the time getting free versus the time you spend in bondage. Okay? Whew. Or the time you spend in fear. Bless Jesus right now. We just love him. We just give him praise. So I'm going to read the rest of Psalm 91 over us to close us out. But again, I just really encourage you to listen to this episode again if you need to. You know, that's what's so great about the kingdom. And when we talk about things of God, is that it never gets old. It's evergreen content, which, you know, I came from a journalism background, so that means something to me. But it never gets old. That's my favorite thing about God, is that he never gets old. Oh. Like everything he teaches us, it doesn't just stop being true because he is true, right? Ha 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 ha. Ha ha. Amen. Okay. Yeah. One of my pastors, she always, when she says like truth of God, she goes, ha ha. And it just makes me laugh. So, okay. Let's read the rest of Psalm 91 to close this out. We ended with, don't fear a thing. Whether by night or by day, demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil be launched against you. Even in a time of disaster, with thousands and thousands being killed, you will remain unscathed and unharmed. You will be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment, for they will be paid back for what they have done. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. If you walk into a trap, they'll be there for you and keep you from stumbling. You'll even walk unharmed among the fiercest powers of darkness, trampling every one of them beneath your feet. For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Because you loved me, delighted in me, and have been loyal to my name, I will greatly protect you. I will answer your cry for help every time you pray, and you will feel my presence in your time of trouble. I will deliver you and bring you honor. I will satisfy you with a full life and all that I do for you, for you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. Can we get an amen? Believe the goodness of God in your life, that he has good things. Put the weapons of warfare to work against unbelief and fear in your life by speaking out the word of God in any situation that you need to know his truth, that you need to saturate your heart with his truth. Speak it out loud. Find the scriptures. Speak it out loud. Ask the Lord for the scriptures. What scripture do I need to speak out loud this week? What scriptures do I need to declare over my life and myself, God? Give me the scriptures. Show me the scriptures. Either let him speak it to you. Let him show it to you in the Word of God. Open up that Bible. Let him get you with that Instagram post that you go and cry as you're scrolling. You start scrolling on Instagram and all of a sudden you're bawling your eyes out. Yeah, that's the Lord. All right, bless you guys, and I'll see you on the next episode. And one quick thing before you go. I love you. God loves you. You are a child of God. You are chosen. Yeah, and I just pray that you just continue in the Word of God. I pray for a fresh strength to study the Word. I pray fresh eyes, fresh ears to be like fresh ears to hear. God, I pray for ears to be open, Lord, to hear your voice clearly. Yeah, I pray for eyes to be open to see what you're doing and what you're saying, Holy Spirit. And I ask for hearts to be open to receive the truth. Yeah, yeah, that casts out all fear. Receive your love that casts out all fear, God. We thank you that, yeah, we just pour out your love right now, Holy Spirit, over every single person listening. And then, yeah, that cancels all the doubt, all the fear, all the worry, and every anxiety. Whoa, that has to bow at the name of Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Lord. We bless every single woman on here, and we call forth the destiny of God in their life. Yeah, that it's not too late, it's not over, it's not done. He has the final word, and the blood speaks a better word over your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.